Let us pray. O knowing God, source of truth and light, we cannot follow you unless we hear your words with open hearts. Spark our hearing so that we may recognize the intersection of our story within the biblical story and be inspired to act as faithful disciples of Jesus Christ. The New Testament reading today is 1 Corinthians 10, 12 through 13, and it's on page 1782. You can follow along if you'd like. So if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way so that you can endure it.
Our gospel reading is from Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Listen now for the word of the Lord. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. These are the words of God for the people of God. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for your word. We ask that you would help us to see how you meet us in our sorrow and our suffering, and help us to see others in that suffering and how we may walk with them. Bless the words that I speak so that they may be a blessing to all of us. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Today we are covering the phrase, God won't give you more than you can handle. You may have said this, you may have had it said to you, and this passage, this phrase, probably finds its origins in the passage we read today from 1 Corinthians chapter 10. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to mankind. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with temptation, he will also provide the way of escape, that you may be able to endure it. It is easy to see how someone could make the jump from what Paul said to our phrase today. However, context makes a big difference. Paul was speaking to the Corinthians about temptation, particularly idolatry, and not suffering. The Corinthians needed encouragement to leave behind the trappings of what was essentially the Las Vegas of Rome, Corinth. And Paul was saying, God's going to help you when you face these temptations in Roman society. And God's always going to provide a way for you to get out of that temptation. Now, we see this passage most often being used for suffering. God won't give you more than you can handle. You may be suffering now, but you're going to get through it. Is this something we should say to others? What does this say about how we suffer and what causes our suffering? So it's not uncommon for me to, in the evening when Ann gets home and I have either done a grocery run already or we're in the middle of the week and Ann says, oh my gosh, Gray, we don't have any milk. We're done. It's over. We have to have milk. We cannot survive the night unless we have some milk in the house. And I go, okay, I'll make a run. Do you need anything else? You go, need milk, more bread, another jar of peanut butter. Okay, got it. And I'll go into the grocery store, walk into Kroger, open the doors. I take a look at those carts and I think, nah, don't need it. go right at the back of the store, get my milk, because I know exactly where everything is, because I know that store like the back of my head. There'll be things I don't know. And I'll grab the milk. I know exactly where the peanut butter is. I go to the peanut butter. My phone buzzes. Put down the milk, put down the peanut butter. Okay, what's up? What's up? What's going on here? Aunt says, okay, we need more laundry detergent. Okay. All right, so then I go, all right, laundry detergent. All right, get that. So then, what inevitably happens after a couple texts while I'm in Kroger, I am delicately balancing milk, laundry detergent under this arm. I got my bread, careful not to crush it, peanut butter in this hand, and I'm like, I don't think I'm going to make it to the checkout line. Something is going to break. And inevitably, something's falling out. Sometimes I make it to the check line. Sometimes I don't make it out to the check line. And I think, why did I run past the cart? Why was I so foolish to think I was going to get out of here with three things balanced in my head? And when I was thinking about that this week, I was thinking, that's kind of how life is. Going to the grocery store. In fact, I was thinking this week, though I'm not going to use this one, obviously, but one of my sermon series later on down the line might be just going to the grocery store and how that's exactly like life. Y'all wait for that one. It's going to be great. And we're going to do? We're going to put up like fruits and vegetables. We're going to put up, you know, we're going to put all sorts of stuff up. It's going to be great. And I was thinking about how this is just like life, that you think you're in control, right? You think you can handle what is coming your way. You walk right into a situation thinking, I'm going to be able to handle this. I don't need any help. I don't need any extra stuff. I have all that I need. My hands will be able to handle this. I can handle this. And then just like this, when you get in the midst of that situation that you have entered into, you start juggling tasks. You start struggling to hold on, and you start letting things drop. Have you ever been in that situation where you've gone in so sure you were going to be just fine, and then all of a sudden you found yourself struggling to hold on to the stuff that you just needed to do? Your control turns into chaos, or as Sam Elliott said in this great movie called The Big Lebowski, sometimes you eat the bear, and sometimes the bear eats you, right? Or as he said in the movie, the bar. Sometimes you eat the bar, and the bar eats you. Life is constantly giving us more than we can handle. It's impossible to maintain control over the waves of chaos that ebb and flow all your life. I think about being a parent, and quite often I feel overwhelmed by my children, like I cannot get a handle on being a parent ever. And I have been assured by folks who have older children that feeling never, ever changes. Amen. And think about your health, right? Your health in times that you thought you had a handle on how you were and how your body was doing, and then something happens and you have no control over what your body's going through. But what about that cloud of depression that lands on you and shoots you down a path that you never would have chosen? Chaos comes in many forms. Grief, broken relationships, job stress, family drama, and it carries us away like a riptide. And it's knowing that this overwhelming of nature of life that makes me question the saying, God won't give you more than you can handle. I think intuitively we all know it's not true, because we're given so many events in our lives that we know we cannot handle, control, or manage ourselves. It's simply too much to bear. And yet when we hear this phrase, when someone is trying to encourage you, give you strength, they're trying to say to you, hey, you can handle this. You'll get better. You have the strength. Yet what people hear, excuse me. Yet what people hear is, one, God's causing your current suffering. God won't give you. And two, that God is willing to push you to your limit before relenting from your suffering. I suspect when we use this phrase, we don't recognize these implications that the phrase offers us. If God won't give you more than you can handle, that means that God knows your limit, your breaking point, and backs off just before the suffering, before you crack, right? It's like God is some kind of like James Bond villain, you know, using this advanced interrogation torture technique. I'm going to hurt you right up until you cannot take it anymore. And then I'll stop. This is what it feels like, right? That God knows your limit, because I will take you right up until you're going to break. And this is not just borderline abusive. It feels very abusive. It's like God is a cat toying with its prey. And what about the phrase, you can more than you can handle? What is the limit God won't cross? This is the part that drives me nuts. What's the part that God won't cross? What's your limit? And I can ask every one of you in here, what's your limit, right? Where does God decide to stop dishing out the suffering? Is it a mental breakdown? Is it complete exhaustion, depression, illness, death? Where does God relent? Now, I don't know about you all, but I see plenty of these things in the world, so it's hard for me to believe that God views them as more than we can handle according to the logic of this phrase. So we should be seeking a way to encourage those who are suffering rather than offering this phrase. We should be looking for one that acknowledges that we cannot always handle the burdens we have to bear. And like I told the kids this morning, it is okay for us to admit we need help. We cannot always overcome the suffering. We will have frustrations, we will have failures, we will have setbacks, we will have tragedy. But God is Emmanuel and is with us through it all. And this suffering we experience, God is walking with us through it. And this divine presence in our lives takes many shapes. You may see God's grace come in the form of a letter, a phone call, a meal. Sometimes it looks like our friends, our doctors, our teachers, even strangers we encounter along the way. God helps us handle the chaos of life by placing the people in our lives to carry us when we're unable to do so. And as the body of Christ, we need to help others with the burdens that they carry. And we may not know, we always know how, but by walking alongside one another, we will be given the opportunity to learn. To learn how Christ walked with us through the valley of sin and death. How those who came before us shared the heavy burdens together. Because the reality is, the chaos of this life is only survivable by those that God has given us and by trusting in God. That is the promise. So I guess the question is, does God give us more than we can handle? I would say God's not putting all of that suffering on us, but sometimes life does give us more than we can handle. That's a reality. You know that. You have been through that experience at one time or another in your life where you could not do it on your own. You needed others to be there for you. And so in that situation, this is not about you doing it yourself. God's going to say, yes, you can't handle this, but I'm going to make it possible for you to survive this by by providing those others in your life who will carry you through when you can't carry yourself through it. So this week, as the body of Christ, I ask you to be aware of a situation in your life of a person who you know is going through something that is more than they can handle. That you're aware of it and say, hey, how can I help you through this? So that you too can walk with me through this life. Do that this week just as Christ did it for us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.